Well, joining us now, Mr. Sam Petroda. He's been a close counsel for the Gandhi family. He's been very close to Rahul Gandhi. He's accompanied him on this visit to the United States. He joins us now. Thanks very much, Mr. Petroda, for being with us. Now, you know that a piece in the First Post says Rahul Gandhi on this visit to the U.S. is indulging in, and let me quote, he's indulging in uttering a string of falsehoods, painting a sorry image of India, playing up China's strengths, ridiculing Hindu culture, customs, beliefs, exposing the visceral hatred of the Prime Minister or to the Prime Minister, vilifying the BJP, etc., etc. Many would suggest that that many in the BJP actually believe that that this is exactly what Rahul Gandhi is doing. How would you respond to some of these points mentioned by the BJP? Yeah,
I would say all of that is lie after lie after lie. As always, in democracy, opposition party has a responsibility to tell a different view. Opposition party does not have to have the same view as the government. Rahul Gandhi came here to talk to NRIs,
yes,
intellectuals, universities, and people on Capitol Hill. He came to express his views. Just because your view is different does not mean in democracy that you are criticizing anybody. Why is everyone so hung up? I don't understand. It's a democracy. World is global. Indian democracy is global public good. It is okay for me to criticize somebody. What's the issue?
So I'll tell you why some have a problem. Some in the BJP say that Rahul Gandhi seeks legitimacy for his polarizing views, which
he
have been rejected in so many
legitimacy.
Indian states. That's the argument.
They can say anything.
To answer your, sort of the question that you raised.
They can say anything. They say all kinds of things. They've lied about me too. They have no shame about lying. And I'm telling you reality of life from our perspective. Okay, their perspective is different, I'm sure. Their perspective is very different about Gandhiji
right.
than mine. Their perspective is very different about truth, trust, love, democracy. Democracy is not about elections. Democracy is about institutions. I know that institutions are captured in India. I know how courts are run. I know how university vice chancellors are afraid to have a free voice on campus. What are you telling me? At the same time, civil society has been hurt. You talk to 100 voluntary agencies and they'll tell you what's going on. That's what democracy is all about. Democracy
Petroda,
is about free speech.
You know,
democracy is about freedom.
Rahul Gandhi has repeatedly said on this visit, Nafrat ke bazaar mein mohabbat ki dukaan khol raha hu. Is this
so
part of a strategy to mobilize the diaspora? Now in the U.S., earlier in the United Kingdom, I don't think he used this phrase in the U.K., but is this an effort to challenge Narendra Modi's impact on overseas Indians?
No. All he is doing is he is telling what Congress Party stands for. He is telling that Congress Party stands for truth, trust, love, freedom, justice, and Congress Party stands for poor people at the bottom of the economic pyramid. World over, there is a fight right now, even in America, between rich and poor, between underprivileged and privileged. Look, in India, we have caste system. In America, we have Black Lives Matter. So it all depends on which side you stand for. If you stand for the rich side, everything looks very different. If you stand on the poor side, everything looks exactly opposite. So it's good to have the view. So don't attack people based on different view. It's okay. That's what democracy is all about. I don't understand what is wrong with these people. Okay? You and I can have a conversation and we could disagree. That's okay. But that doesn't mean I need to jump on you and send, you know, 500 people tweeting unnecessarily. Okay? That's what they do. And that's not fair. So look, Mr. Narendra Modi as a prime minister has a machinery behind him. He has media behind him. He has, you know, MPs behind him. He has governments behind him. Rahul Gandhi has nothing behind him. He's not even a member of parliament now. You know what happened to him. So when Rahul Gandhi comes here, embassy doesn't even come to receive him. Ambassadors don't even pay attention to him.
But is there an expectation that that would be the case? I mean...
No, but that's okay. Have you ever complained? That's okay. That's perfectly understandable. Okay, we accept that. Even when he was MP and we went out.
So, Mr. Pitroda, I don't think many would accept that argument that Rahul Gandhi is as helpless as you portray him to be. I mean, he's just
won a massive state election. I'm not saying
he's done a massive...
Do not
Bharat Jodo,
misunderstand.
Etc. He's not that helpless, sir.
Did I say helpless? I'm saying that's the situation. Okay, that's not helplessness. Don't define that as a helplessness. Please understand, helplessness is very different. Helplessness would be, I'll go looking and begging for help. No. So don't twist the facts. This is what goes on Indian TV, my friend.
No, I'm not twisting the facts. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
You're saying helplessness. Did I say helplessness?
No, you didn't say helplessness, but you were speaking about a power differential between the Prime Minister and Rahul Gandhi. Number one. So therefore, I asked you the question saying, but is Rahul Gandhi necessarily that helpless? Does that power differential necessarily affect him?
That's not the point.
And your point is, no, it isn't. Fair enough.
No, it isn't. But I'm saying that is the difference. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It is not about helplessness. It is about the difference of positions.
Got it. Okay? Mr. Pitroda, next question. Is there a stark divide between how the Congress would like the BJP and the Prime Minister to be seen in the United States and how it is seen? For example, the Prime Minister
Absolutely.
Is going to be in Washington for a state visit
Absolutely.
Soon. The relationship between India and America has never been closer. So there are those, for example, in the BJP who say that why is Rahul Gandhi there now? At a time when America and India are getting perhaps closer than ever before.
Okay, I would say to them, why not? In a democracy, why not? Okay.
So I suppose, and I don't speak for them, I'm just trying to say, I suppose their answer to that point would be that why use foreign territory on a trip where there is so much national prestige attached to raise critical questions and possibly uncomfortable questions on India. That's how they would respond.
Narendra Modi, as Prime Minister, should be answering questions. Did he ever have a press conference? Is he going to go and address National Press Club? Is he going to be taking questions from the university students? That's what democracy is, my friend. Okay, democracy is not about broadcast. So when Rahul Gandhi comes here, we interact with university students, intellectuals, professionals, even, you know, congressmen. We have interactions with them. Okay, there's a huge difference in the way we deal with things than they deal with. And there is no such thing as foreign soil anymore. In this day of an age of internet, web, there is nothing that is local. Everything local becomes international. Everything international becomes local. There are no borders. And Indian democracy is global public good. So what are you talking about going on foreign soil and all that? It's a mindset. Okay. There is no foreign soil. There is one world. And India is the largest democracy in the world. So we have a moral responsibility to talk about our democracy openly, honestly, sincerely, and disagree.
But Mr. Pitroda, tell me one thing. The fact that the Prime Minister is possibly the most popular international leader, the fact that he's getting a state visit in Washington, he's adored by leaders of so many countries, he's made a huge impact on the diaspora abroad. Is Rahul Gandhi actually trying to sort of gain back some of that? Is that what the goal over here is?
No, it is not a competition. It is not a competition between two individuals.
Because Modi seems to be unmatched in terms of support that he has from the diaspora.
It is not a competition. Look, Narendra Modi gets respect because he's a prime minister of 1.5 billion people. He does not get respect as an individual who can go on a campus and interact with students. He does not get respect as someone who can stand in front of press and communicate well. He does not get respect by intellectuals. We are talking about India and not about individuals. Individuals have nothing to do with it.
Okay. One final question, sir.
Prime Minister of India gets respect. I'm proud of it because he gets respect on behalf of 1.5 billion people.
All
not
right.
Because he's an individual. Don't get it wrong.
All right. Okay. One final question. And again, this is the one point that the BJP brings up over and over again. Say what you have to say. Disagree with whatever you have to disagree. But why do it on foreign soil? They insist that
there is
a difference.
Thing as foreign...
I heard what you said closely. But I'm asking you that
no
question
such thing
again.
As foreign soil.
It just seems to
there
be an
no
insult
such...
to India in a foreign country is what they say.
Look, if you think India can be insulted by somebody, you have a wrong idea of India. India is a nation of 1.5 billion people. Nobody can insult India. India can never be insulted. India is not that petty that you can insult by one comment or the other comment. Indian can be insulted. That's different.
All right.
Okay. I don't think anybody in this world is capable of insulting India.
All right.
India is too big.
No, I agree with you. We need to rise beyond our petty politics, look at our nation holistically, and perhaps understand that we should not and cannot be insulted by anyone. I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Pitroda. Out of time. Nice discussion with you. We'll take a short break at this stage. Come back.
Good to talk to you.